We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good to be back.
It is.
It's good to be back.
Not even lying.
All right.
So you're going back to work. I said, I'm going to the studio.
I don't know if I call it work.
I don't like to call it work. I really don't.
On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, you can shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. It is Tom D'Angelo, who writes for the Palm Beach Post. You know, I wonder, because they stopped covering the Miami Heat, essentially, the Palm Beach Post. Tom D'Angelo used to be on the Heat beat for the Palm Beach Post, and then it was a couple of lean years.
Yeah.
But as we've said on today's show, like, there's some life again. Pat Riley and the guy that we should never have doubted created some magic. And I wonder if the Palm Beach Post is.
Oh, just Jimmy? I don't know if Jimmy moves that needle that far.
Jimmy, if you add Chris Paul, which I don't think Tom D'Angelo is that much of a fan of doing. Russell Westbrook, for sure. Had they been able to get Russell Westbrook, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's bring him on. Tom D'Angelo from the Palm Beach Post. Is there going to be a shift, you think, at the Post?
Speaking of good to be back, that's me on your show.
It's been a way too long, Tom, but you've been covering too much golf for my...
golf and college football starting up, so I can make an appearance once in a while.
That's true. August 24th, cannot get here soon enough.
In fact, in about, 17 hours, I'll be on a plane headed to Charlotte.
ACC Media Days?
ACC Media Days, absolutely. Yeah.
Very exciting.
But, I need you guys to be my bosses, Palm Beach Post, to help me get back on this Miami Heat beat.
Well, Jimmy Butler, that adds some sizzle, right?
it does, but the problem is the Palm Beach Post Sports Department is down to four people. Two of them cover the Dolphins. One covers high school, and then there's me. So there's a lot of other stuff left, and with all the local golfers winning majors. In fact, it's been the last five majors. If you count the TPC, the last five majors have been won by a Palm Beach County golfer. So that's kind of ridiculous.
That's been taking up your time and your energy, which is why we haven't talked to you in a long time.
Tom, stop sleeping, man. Stop sleeping. That's wasting time.
You cover the golf during the day. They don't play at night. And then you get your ass down to the American Airlines Arena. What the hell's going on?
That's pretty tough from Pebble. I will tell you what. It's got me trips to Pebble Beach, to Bethpage Black, to the Masters. So that part of it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too shabby. So you wrote something, though, on Saturday that essentially says you do not take Chris Paul if you're the Miami Heat unless you get some of your draft picks back, which they had, you know, which have circuitously ended up with OKC. So I know it would be really funny if they were able to get Chris Paul and their draft picks back. So but you're not Chris Paul on the face of it for you. Too much money over 3 years for what you believe his production is going to be?
Way too much money. And here's the problem is this is, number one, you want to get, as I said, the Heat have all the leverage. So you get everything you demand. You get your two draft pick backs. That's essential. You have to get your two draft pick backs. And you have to send out $38 million. So that's not so bad from the Heat standpoint because, you know, Goran Dragic is one of my favorite people ever. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I would hate to see him sent and stuck in Oklahoma City for a year. But he has $19 million. If this deal is made, he has to be in it. There's no other way it can be made without him being in it, and it kind of makes sense. They need a point guard. And then you say, look, you're not going to give – the other thing is you're not going to give him justice to Tyler Hero or Bam Adebayo. You're not going to do that. So you take Deion, you take James Johnson. Okay, we've given you $9 million, and we're getting back. Too bad. You want to get rid of him? We'll see how bad you want to get rid of him. And you know the big thing about the salary is on the third year, the Heat aren't going to contend for a championship this year. So whether Goran Dragic's your point guard or Chris Paul's your point guard, it probably doesn't make much of a difference. I think the ceiling is fifth, fourth at the outside, but, you know, fifth in the East. It's either way. But in 3 years, when Chris Paul is 37 and probably playing in about 52 games, if that many, he's going to be making $47 million. That's insane. And that is the year right now where they have room for a max player. And that is the year Bradley Beal is a free agent. So that's two summers from now. So that's, you don't want to, that summer, to go in that summer to have a 37-year-old Chris Paul taking up $47 million of your cap space, and then with Jimmy Butler, you'd have no more room for a max player. I just don't see the Heat. I do not see the Heat doing this.
And, Tom, you kind of hit it right there, but minus the money, minus, you know, the max player, just all the free agent stuff we know we have to take into account.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it. Chris Paul does not make this team a 41-win team to a 51-win team.
No, and I will argue saying that this team is Goran Dragic, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson is better than this team without them and with Chris Paul. It's probably still a better team in that way. You know, so there's no upside at all for me for this deal. You know, you would have the only thing you could look at and say, well, 2 years from now, you're not going to have Goran because he's a free agent next year, unless he comes back at some stretch. It depends how Goran performs this year, but he could probably make him. He still will be a productive player. He probably will. There's a chance he can go to a team that's in contention. If a contending team absolutely needs a point guard, you know, Goran's going to be the perfect fit next year because he's not a max guy. But, you know, so say Goran doesn't come back. Okay, so you got a Chris Paul as your point guard for 2 years. But still, you add Chris Paul to this team with Jimmy Butler and the other guys you have in this team in 2 years, they're not competing for anything. So, no, I don't think it's an upgrade at all on the court. So that's aside all everything else we talked about, the money and, you know, not getting those draft picks. Now the key, that the big thing about the draft picks is if you get those two picks back, it unlocks every pick the Heat has in the future, a number one pick to be traded. Right now they cannot trade a number one pick at all because the only one that the farthest, the closest one they can trade is 2028, and they can't trade that because you can only trade them 7 years in advance to the NBA rule. So right now, they don't even have a number one pick to trade. But if they get the 21 and 23 pick, they all can be traded, and they have them all, and they would have them all in their they would have them all. They haven't traded any others. So it's really weird how that works out because it's only two picks. It unlocks seven, but it actually would unlock seven picks that they could trade. So then, if, you know, if next summer the Wizards see Bradley Beal is balking on any extension, which he already has, in fact, and they're thinking we're not going to get anything for him, and they want to go the Anthony Davis route that New Orleans went, the Heat have plenty of picks to send him, and maybe you can get Bradley Beal here a year early. You're not getting him here a year early if you trade for Chris Paul. If you you're not getting him here a year early if you don't have those draft picks.
Tom DeAngelo is with us. He writes for the Palm Beach Post. So you're saying, your opinion is, the Heat with Jimmy Butler and Chris Paul is no better, maybe worse, than the Heat with Jimmy Butler and Goran Dragic and Deion Waiters and whatnot.
And Deion and James Johnson. So is there a huge difference between Goran and Chris Paul? Goran's been the better player last 2 years. 2 years ago, Goran's an all-star more recently than Chris Paul. Chris Paul, the other part of this, too, is you got to take in Chris Paul's health. He's played 50, he's missed 24 games, I guess, each of the last 2 years. He's played 50-something games each of the last 2 years. You know, he'll probably have the more dynamic game more frequently. You know, like he had in game seven, I think he had 27 points for the Rockets this series against Golden State this year. But, I'm not convinced he's that great an upgrade over Goran. Goran's a nice, steady leader, and I think Goran's a better leader than Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I don't think, is a great locker room guy. We've had several players have said he was just a bad teammate. And look what happened with James Harden. You know, there was definitely a rift there, and that started this. There's something, he and James Harden didn't get along. So all that considered, and Goran is the consummate teammate, all that considered, you know, I don't think there's any upgrade on the court if you take those three out and add Chris Paul.
Are you impressed with what Pat Riley was able to accomplish?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we talked about this. I mean, we had kind of written him off and talked about him as a relic.
Yeah.
And then he kind of shut us up because without any assets or without any kind of really viewable path, he somehow got Jimmy Butler jettisoned a bad Hassan Whiteside contract and was in the mix for Russell Westbrook and now Chris Paul. It's pretty amazing.
Right. It's probably up to him. I mean, he probably could make the deal for Chris Paul if he really wanted to. So, $32 million over the salary cap, $32 million, and he comes away with Jimmy Butler. Look, he's not the elite free agent group. You know, not the Kawhi and Kyrie and Klay Thompson. Not that group, but the tier below. Believe me, ask the Knicks if they'd want Jimmy Butler. He has addition by subtraction, getting rid of Hassan Whiteside. That was unbelievable. Now people are going to say, yeah, but they're still not close to a championship. You know what? They're a lot closer to competing and putting themselves in the picture to contend for a championship than they were a month ago. And it's the first step. And there are players now, and as Jimmy Butler has just shown, there are still players who want to come to play for the Heat. And if there's a way to get them, you know, he'll get them. And, you know, even though during the last 3 years when everybody's starting to write him off and say, you know, maybe his time has passed, he got in the room with Kevin Durant, with Gordon Hayward. He more so than 27 other teams in both of those cases were not able to do that. If you do that three times, you're probably going to hit on one. You know, and he did hit on one. Jimmy Butler. He didn't get Durant. He didn't get Gordon Hayward. Last year, they had no chance of getting him in the conversation with anybody. And then third year, got in the room with one of the top free agents, and he got him. And he found a way to get him without the money. So, yeah, I would trust that if there's a way in the next 2 years, I think the Jimmy Butler contract is probably Pat's last four. My guess is this is his final, if you look at it, his final, you know, contract, his final 4 years. And within that 4 years, if you can get Bradley Beal, then with Butler and Beal, you'll have a couple of other guys. Somebody else will want to come here. I think there's probably one more run. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but there's one more run where they're competing for a title before he retires.
Tom, can you please tell the people to stop trying to calm me down about Tyler Hero and how good he is? The man's balling in Summer League.
He is. It is Summer League, and I'm sure you've heard that. And that's what
yes.
Tell people to stop saying. But how can they not be excited? I mean, this is far more. If you had a redraft after Summer League, Tyler Hero's going in the top 10. They're getting far more than they expected from this. At this point, they've gotten far more than they expected. You expected a shooter, but there's so many other things, and I know Eric Glass told the guys out there about his court awareness, and he seems to be playing, you know, beyond his years, his maturity on the court, his ball handling, his passing ability, and of course we know he can shoot, something the Heat desperately need. They need some three-point shooting. So I get it. I get the excitement over him, but it's what it's the best you could hope for right now with him. The absolute best you could hope for right now with him is what you've seen. But let's wait and see. You know, there will be games this year. He probably doesn't get off the bench. I'm guessing there will be games he doesn't get off the bench. Unless he comes out of the gate and does this same thing against the varsity teams in the NBA, then he's going to be playing a lot. But my guess is still that he's going to be integrated, and it's going to take a little bit of time. But it looks like they got themselves, you know, as they usually do. You know, they did it with Jay Rich is the most recent best example. They found themselves somebody that wasn't really on a lot of people's radars, and they may have gotten themselves a really, really nice guy for a really, really nice pick for the 14th.
But you're not ready to jump in feet first,
really,
like our producer Solana believes that Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero are the new Splash Brothers.
I got it. Oh, the Mash Brothers.
The Mash Brothers?
Like the show was very white.
Oh, interesting.
I would take Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and any shooting game you want to now put them on the court during an NBA game. I'm not quite there yet, but any shooting game you want to play, I'll take them both because they both can shoot.
So, Tom, if I already proclaimed Tyler Hero as a future Hall of Famer, would you say it's a bit too much already?
Maybe. let's see. He'd have to give him. If he retires now, will he be in the Hall of Fame in 5 years?
Is there a Summer League Hall of Fame?
Could he get in 5 years? If he just says right now, I'm done, might he get in 5 years?
Yeah, it's possible. He's certainly certainly up for debate.
No, I back off that a little bit. Yeah. Let's see. First of all, let's get him to get in a game, an NBA game, and then maybe start one or two games. And then see if he's a Hall of Famer.
All right, so you want to actually see him play in an NBA basketball game before?
I want to wait till mid-November before I anoint him a Hall of
Famer. Tom has high standards.
I mean, really, Tom? Goodness.
I am asking a lot there, but let's go 5 games.
Tom D'Angelo. Read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, more football, less golf, more basketball, less golf.
Yeah, okay. Man, football's going to be here before you know it. Like I said, Dolphins training camp next week. Next week,
so we it's got a like preseason game in what, less than a month?
Christmas in July. I mean, they were even talking about like ESPN today. You could see the shift was already starting to take place to NFL stuff. They were really getting into NFL stuff. So it's
Odell
here.
Beckham and Mike Tomlin are fighting. What's going on?
Like one of the topics, I think it was on First Take. One of the topics, I think, was who do the Steelers have to worry about more? Like, this is funny. It was just funny to me on July 15th. It was like the Browns or...
No, it was who should be more concerned with Odell Beckham, the Browns or the Steelers?
Right, that's what it was. Yeah,
and I was looking at the storyline like, that's where we're at?
I do like it, though, that the NFL is back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.